Drought's not just tough on the state's farmers, it's also hard on bees. The lack of water threatens bees and their hives. Right now, it's peak blossom season in the central part of the state, and that means beekeepers are busy moving millions of bees into fruit tree orchards. But this season, orange growers don't want these bees anywhere near their trees. From member station KQED, Sasha Coca reports.
Okay.
In an orchard in the shadow of the snow-capped Sierra Mountains, farm workers perch on tall metal ladders, picking tiny, bright mandarin oranges. They toss the fruit into canvas bags strapped across their bellies. The oranges will be boxed and sold as cuties, a popular brand of clementines. These seedless, easy-peel mandarins have become an increasingly lucrative crop for citrus growers.
And open it up, it's peeling very easily, actually. That's the beauty of these mandarins. You're not getting juice all over your hands.
Jim Bates has been growing seedless mandarins near Fresno for a decade, but now he's facing a new threat. A beekeeper moved some hives into a neighboring grove where the oranges do have seeds, and those bees flew over and contaminated the blossoms on Bates's seedless mandarin trees.
The way I view the issue is a pest coming onto my property. They're violating really my basic property rights.
Bates is so angry at the bees because their pollination caused his normally seedless fruit to develop seeds. And this year, about a third of his crop has too many seeds to fetch a premium price on the market. He says if he keeps getting seeds in his fruit, it's going to wind up as juice, which can sell for 10 times less than fresh oranges. He's hoping to work with beekeepers to solve the problem. Standing next to stacks of his wooden white hives near a busy country road, beekeeper Roger Everett says before growers planted so many seedless mandarins, they used to be happy to have bees forage in their orchards in exchange for free honey.
Orange honey is a natural kickoff into spring, so it's a tremendous boost for our colonies, especially following on the heels of the probably some of the best pollen we can get out of these almond trees. Those two together and the bees just explode out of the box.
But bees aren't so welcome in California's citrus belt anymore. Some growers have draped huge nets over their trees. Others fly helicopters over their neighbors' groves to try and spot hives. They've even threatened local beekeepers like Everett with lawsuits.
We suddenly received a FedEx letter that we found on our back doorstep one evening that gave us a 48-hour notice to get our bees out of the way or we'd face lawsuits from a rather large citrus corporation, and we don't have the money to fight those kind of battles.
The problem between beekeepers and mandarin growers got so bad, the California legislature stepped in and directed the two industries to form a committee to hammer out their differences. It didn't work. Former Fresno Agricultural Commissioner Jerry Prieto was the chair.
Well, I would characterize it being my one major failure in my career as Ag Commissioner, where I was not able to bring two parties together to reach a resolution to a problem.
So the state stepped in again and proposed regulations that would give growers a list of beekeepers within 2 miles of their groves, so they can offer them another place for their hives away from the seedless mandarins. But mandarin growers are furious the proposed rules don't include provisions forcing beekeepers to actually move. Prieto says the issue may end up in court, but he says the real solution to this dilemma lies with the consumer.
I think that the one thing that could change is if consumer tastes would change. I mean, I just find it difficult to believe that consumers find it necessary to have an easy peel mandarin and not have to bother about spitting out seeds. I mean, I think that consumers have become very, very lazy.
But if consumers are willing to pay the same price for citrus with or without seeds, that could end the battle between beekeepers and mandarin orange growers. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.